there was an interesting thought that Mark Waldman's science article actually says that beliefs are stale memories that limit our connection with others. And the quote from the vulnerability article is, the interesting thing about vulnerability is that when we allow ourselves to be seen, we invite others to do the same. In this exchange, we can find a beautiful way to create communities that nurture vulnerability, connection, and belonging. This is not achieved with words alone, but through intentional action. So this morning, I thought about my focus for the day, and I realized that I am one. I am reminded that I am one with the all that is. This amazing energy that created the entire universe, created me and created every other, not only sentient being on this planet, but even the rocks, the blades of grass. We are all connected and we are all one. And we are all fully supported by that creative force that actually created the entire universe. And I am so grateful for that support. So grateful to remember that, thank goodness, I don't have to tell every cell of my body how to live its divine inherent experience, how to breathe it, how to do it. I am given the freedom to explore. And spirit nurtures that and encourages that. So knowing that this morning, I choose to be in the present moment, not caught up in explaining the past, reviewing what was done, whether it was good or not. For I know that I am connected with that one presence, and it is always good. So that each and every moment is exactly unfolding in the way that nurtures and supports my growth, and that I am willing. I'm willing to be willing, and I'm willing to be present. So in this moment, I choose to be here now. I choose life. I choose to awaken and to be fulfilled and filled with that sunlight that we were talking about a few moments ago. Remembering that that same light that brightens my day, that opens me to new things, also comes from that light from within me, so that I am divinely guided. My way is totally accessible and open. And just like spirit, I choose this day to say yes to new experiences, to be open and vulnerable and allow others the space to be the same with me. The cover of the Science of Mind magazine this morning actually gave the topic of vulnerability a description of emotional honesty, uncertainty, and surrender. That word we hear over and over again. Remembering that surrender is opening like the flower bud. Opening my petals to accept the morning dew, to accept the rays of sun, to be open, to be more accessible to the beauty that is within me, to the beauty that exists in all life. For I know this is who I am. That I am enough because I am spirit expressing. And I notice this in, as I notice this in myself, I see it so beautifully defined in all of the faces around me, in the songs of the birds, in the babbling of a brook, even in the pattern of roadway patterns, if I'm driving, to be able to hear that evenness on the roadway of the tires. It allows me to see the rhythm of all life. It allows me to fall into that pattern, to accept it, to be, to hang out in this moment that eternally unfolds and brings with it new gifts, new opportunities, new habits to be developed, new ways of saying yes. So I look for those blessings this morning. As I breathe in and breathe out, accepting those gifts, being reminded of those angels that are always around. For I recognize that I am at home. I am at peace. I am an expression of the divine. And I welcome this in others as well. With a grateful heart, I release this knowledge, knowing that today is a day that I claim. I claim it as good. I claim it as a vibrancy, an expectancy of life. And I bring this with me into every unfolding moment. So with a grateful heart, I do release these words, knowing it is done, it is so, and so it is.